up to Simon Reish Nundalet, way before Sukkot. We finished Reish Nun Gimel. So up to Reish Nundalet in Shulchan Aruch. That's in the big packet. So the Makor of that din is talking about if you're allowed to accept tzedakah from a goy. So the Makor of the din is in the small packet that I gave out today, the Gemara Sanhedrin. So let's just read the Gemara quickly. I'm Rav Nachman. Oich le davar acher psulim le'edus. Now, normally, oich le davar acher means someone that eats chas.
That's it.
So it's amazing that you have a Gemara, that the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara means one thing, and if you wouldn't have the Rishonim, you have no clue what the Gemara is talking about. And the Rishonim saying, oich le davar acher does nothing to do with eating chaser, because it says you're pasul edus. And the Gemara qualifies that. It says, honey, mili b'far hesya, aval b'tzina loy. It's only if you did it b'far hesya, not b'tzina, in public and not in private. B'far hesya, nami loy amaran, el d'efshel le l'zuni b'tzina. That you could have done it, and you could have avoided it in private. Become mevazi nafshe, and you're mevazi yourself, you degrade yourself to do it before in public. So if it means to eat chazer, Tosfos asks, what does that have to do with pafrahesia, betzina? You could have avoided it, you couldn't have avoided it. What does that have to do with anything?
It doesn't make it more
it doesn't make it. Yeah. So therefore, Tosfos says it can't be talking about eating chazer. The pshat must be like Rashi. So there's a Rashi here I marked. It's like Rashi, mekabli tzedaka min anochrim. Rashi says this is talking about someone whose oich le davar acher is he benefits from tzedakah from a goy.
Why did the Gemara just say that?
That's a good question.
Because this was being edited by goyim, I think you can't say certain things.
I'm not sure why the Gemara didn't just say that.
I would think
it's a good child. But the Gemara says if you eat davar acher, if you take tzedakah from a goy, it's a chil Hashem. Rashi, davar chil Hashem, machmas momen, vavle ki rosha dechamas. A rosha dechamas. What's a rosha dechamas? Why is this guy posel edus? So he took tzedakah from a goy. Teres says, what's the whole idea of a posel edus? Posel edus means maybe you were bribed. So are you willing to lie for money? Well, we see you're willing to make a chil Hashem for money. Because it's a chil Hashem, says Rashi, to take money from a goy. Okay, it's a chil Hashem to accept tzedakah from a goy.
Does that mean to work for a goy too?
No.
He's getting a chair.
It's a chil Hashem. We'll see why. Why is it a chil Hashem? It's a chil Hashem. And therefore, you're willing to be mechal Hashem for money, so you're probably willing to lie for money too. And therefore, you're postulated.
Does that include a gift? Or
well, let's see what it includes. But this is what Rashi says. Now, the emphasis is this is Rashi's pshat. And according to Rashi, it's a chil Hashem, so it's usher to do it. It's usher to do it. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch over here is saying, is that we'll see that it's also to accept money, to accept tzedakah from a goy. So before we get back to Rashi, it's just a kedai to note that if you look in the Rambam, I brought the Rambam down, Hilchos Eidos. So the Rambam says a little bit differently. The Rambam says that there's another category of people, besides people who lie, there's another category of people who are posel edus. It's those people who are mevazed themselves. One of the people is ha'oichel bashuk. If you eat in public, you eat in while you're walking around, or whatever, you're posel edus. Because you treat yourself like a kelev. Now, I guess the point is if you don't have any self-dignity, so then you'll sell yourself out for money too. So you're posel edus because the idea, that's one shot maybe. But you won't just, you have no dignity. You just walk around and whatever.
You're not embarrassed. Eat.
So that's the Rambam says. V'chein ha'bezuyim, someone who's bozui, psulim le'edus midivrayim. Who's a bozui? Him ha'anoshim shaholchim v'oichlim b'shuk. If they call ha'am, u'chagon elu shaholchim ha'rumim b'shuk. You walk without clothing, be'ez shehin oiskim b'mlacha, menuveles, v'kayit b'elu shein makpidin ala boishin. So not embarrassed. Take off their shirt while they're mowing the lawn or whatever. So these guys, pshat is they're bzuyim. They don't care about their own dignity. And mamela, you know, they don't care about their own dignity. So then they're posel edus. Dr. Rambam shakol elu chashuvin kekelev. They're like a kelev. Ve'ein makpidin al edus sheker. So they don't care about lying either. Included in that is someone who takes tzedakah from a goy. Yeah, he's willing to take tzedakah from a lowlife like a goy. It doesn't make sense. So therefore, he also has no dignity. So according to the Rambam, it's not saying that it's a chil Hashem. It's saying that it's a lack of dignity. It's pathetic. It's you're selling yourself. So according to the Rambam, it's lav dafka. It's also.
It's inappropriate. It's not nice. It's
possible. We'll see that. We'll see all that. But the Maisa, the Rambam says, The Rambam says that it's not osur, but it's a pasul edus because it's degrading. It's a lack of dignity to do such a thing. Rashi holds not like that. Rashi holds
lack of self-respect.
Are we allowed to get money from the government
we'll see. You didn't get to that. We'll see.
It says tzedakah though. Tzedakah
is fine. So we're talking about tzedakah. We'll see about government programs.
It's not like organizations.
Okay.
Now, that's
a shuk. That's not a shuk. What is? They're selling.
It means you can't have a picnic in public.
They're selling more useless stuff there than anywhere else.
It's not a restaurant.
But that's not a restaurant. Affected by what's considered normal. It's a restaurant that has tables outside. That's considered normal.
No, you're sitting down like a mensch. You're talking about a guy who's walking around and eating.
See, this depends on what's in the
box. It's a normal family
like I need. Still not a dignified thing. Normal by who? If everybody's undignified, then it's not normal.
It depends on your eating too. Whether you're drinking or having a drink.
Nechami. Right, Nechami, fine. But anyway, I agree with that. What?
In a chalami.
Maybe it's more of a covenant to sit down, whatever.
Have a table.
Okay. Now, what's the Chil Hashem? The Chil Hashem says the Lavush. The Lavush says that the Chil Hashem is because you're coming onto the Goyim. You have to go to the Goyim. I thought you guys are the nation of charity and this. Your community can't take care of you. You're coming all the way. You're coming to me. So it's a Chil Hashem. That's what we're talking about right now.
We didn't get to that.
No, that's what we're talking about. For now,
we came and gave.
The Jewish guy approached the guy, or the guy saw the guy collect.
Let's assume now that you approached him. So then it's a Chal Hashem because what you're the nation of God. And he's not taking care of you. Either the Kleisel's not taking care of each other, or Hashem's not taking care of you. One or the other. Why are you coming to me? So the guy now it empowers the guy to whatever. So it's a Chal Hashem in a sense that now you have to come on to the.
To the
goy. So this is one sugya. It's also to take tzedakah from the goy because you're coming on to the goy and you're showing him that he's able to help in a way that Eden or Hashem can't help each other. Or even worse, even a Kodesh Baruch Hu can't help. So this is one element.
It doesn't sound like you're going to the goy. This is coming to you.
Okay. For now, I'll tell you what I'm saying. Okay. So let's leave it open. Is it mean going or not going? But look at the next Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara. Now, if you look at the Gemara in Bava Basra, the Gemara in the Gemara over here, amazing Gemara. The Gemara says like this: Ifra Hormiz, Ime de Shvor Malka. Ifra Hormiz was the mother of Shvor Malka. Shodra Abram Adinu the Kami Darabami. She sent 400 dinarim as tzedakah money for Abami for him to distribute. V'loy Kablun, he didn't want to take it. Shadrinu Kami de Rava. So she said, okay, Plan B. So she sent it to Rava. Rava Ami didn't want it. He sent it back. He said, I'm not taking money from a guy. She sent it to Rava. The Kablinu and Rava did accept it. Why? Mishum Shlei Malchus. Because she's going to be insulted. You're not taking my gift. What is this? Shama Rabba Ami Ikpit. So Rabba Ami calls back Rava and he says, one second. Amar, why did you accept? I thought you're making me look bad. I told the king or the mother of the king that I'm not going to accept the money because you're a goy. And you go ahead and take it. Less lay, don't you hold to this pasuk? He's going to say the reason why you shouldn't take the money. So, if we learned Rashi, we would have said, you know why you're not allowed to take the money? Chal Hashem. But the Gemara doesn't say that. Amar lay, less lay, don't you hold a pasuk? B'yavish kitzira tishaberna nashim bois mihirais oisa. Which Rashi says, what it means is that the goyim will be broken, Hashem will break the goyim when they run out of merit, when they run out of schusim. The geula will come when the goyim run out of schusim, and therefore Hashem will break them, and now we'll have the geula. But you're giving them the opportunity to get schus,
because
you're accepting their tzedakah.
So this is the only thing they do good.
So Rashi says, "Kishetichla zchus shebiyodan, v'yavish lachluches ma'aseh tzedakah shem oz yishaberu." Okay, so this is why you shouldn't take the money. Rava mishum shlom malchus. Rava had to accept it. Rav Ami nami mishum shlom malchus. Why? So Rav Ami should have accepted it. Rava nami. Really, he accepted the money, but then you know what he did with it? He distributed it to Goyish poor people, not to Jews. Because the Jews shouldn't go ahead and take the money. You're giving her too much chutz.
It's probably less chutz.
It's not as much.
For sure.
Maybe it's a chutz for her.
But not a
it wouldn't be a chutz for us to do it, maybe, but it's a chutz for her to do it, maybe. But the point is, he didn't want to be a chutz of supporting Jews. Okay? So now, the chutz of this Gemara says. Oh, so the Marsha asks. Akash, the Marsha says because in Rav Ami's neighborhood there was no going. So he didn't know
he lived in
so
a village.
But the king, the lady is still getting zchus for giving 400 zuz to Jews.
If
you do something
by a yid, Machshava Toiva Kodesh Baruch Hu Tzarfel Maisa. By a goy, he's not Tzarfel Maisa.
How does the goy might not know that the Rumani originally came from the Malkus?
That's also true, right? So now, bottom line is that there seems to be two different svaras. Why not accept this? One is the chalashem of Rashi, and one is this inyan of giving them schar. So why isn't there the chalashem aspect over here? And how does this play out? So that's why I made that distinction. The Taz says is that you don't have this chil Hashem aspect when they send the money. Because they sent it. But you only have the second din, which is that you're giving them schar. But the second din of giving them schar is not as strong as the other din. So if a person needs the money, whatever, they'll take it. I'm not going to give them schar, but you know what? Now, here's so these two, both of these dinim are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So now you can take the other packet, it's the bigger one. That has the Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Nun Daled. And over there, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, not like the Rambam, like we said, the Rambam, according to the Rambam, it's not an Isser. According to Rashi, it's an Isser. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch brings it down the way the Rashi says. In Siman Reish Nun Daled, Shulchan Aruch says, also, Yisrael litol tztokim nagoy b'far hesya. You're not allowed to take it in public. V'me'inu yochel lichinis b'tztokim shal Yisrael, v'inu yochel litlo me'agoyim b'tzino, ha'rez the motiv. If you have no choice, it's motiv.
There you go, so you can.
Okay? Then he brings Melech, Yisar Goy, Shesholach Mamun Yisrael Litzdaka, Ein Machzir No Yisrael Mishum Shlo Malchus, you try to do it privately so that the melech won't hear, and
he'll think you accepted it.
Okay, so these are the two halachas. So the first halach is you're not allowed to do it before. You're allowed to do it b'tzina. Now, are you giving them schar? I guess he's talking about a person that needs the money.
Right.
So you need the money, so you go to the guy. I'm not going to worry about giving them schar. Right. But
he comes to you.
But if you can, if you to do it before, is also now. Right. So I'm summarizing the Taz more or less. That's the first one. Someone then they sent. That the second one. Someone they sent it. The first one. Someone that they come in.
He didn't come and get it. He was sent the stuff.
So you have the second halacha.
You're still giving him schar.
I think so. I think that's what he said. Now, here's the thing. Okay. So first of all, there's a problem, Kasha, wasn't there?
No, I don't understand the.
Why?
I understand the whole set.
Why don't you have that in the first halacha? Why don't you have the problem that how you had to do it? Now you're giving them schar.
Yes.
The second halacha doesn't have the chil Hashem aspect because you didn't ask for the money; they just sent it. But the first halacha should have the other aspect.
What happened to the issue of giving them schar?
Right, in the first place. That's good. So I think the pshat is that's less of a stronger halacha. So we're talking about a guy who needs the money, so he needs.
He has no choice. He's got to survive.
There's absolutely an issue if you don't need the money.
Yeah, so he's giving you the money now and to distribute. Okay, so I'll send it back. I don't want to give him the schar.
Then
all he has is the chil Hashem, right. Now, the question is like this. I remember hearing the kasha of Hashem from Mereshiva. He said over from Yaakov Kamenetsky, but I don't remember the answer, but we'll see the Aruch HaShulchan has a text. But basically, essentially what we're saying is the chil Hashem to take the money. It's a chil Hashem to take the money. But if you have no choice, take it.
Right.
Take it. Now,
this is
ask and then take, to be involved in this whole thing. So the shaila is that we know. It says in
Ein Yachol Lichias B'Tzaka Shuri. You can't survive. You can't take. He couldn't.
So the shaila is. So why are you allowed to? Because Pikuach Nefesh, you're going to die. But the shaila is, and Pikuach Nefesh is only Doicha. Like Rabban Kanievsky writes. So the reason you're allowed to do it if you don't have a choice is because Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha all of Eretz in the Torah except for Gilurayish, Chazdam, and Avodah Zarah. And therefore, but the shaila is. It's also not doifik el Hashem. That even that's the whole Gemara in Sanhedrin. That if the Gemara says that if even to take off your shoelace in a place that it's going to cause a chil Hashem or b'rabim any avera, you're not allowed to do anything to save your nefesh. So, back to Yaakov Kamenetsky, why is it mutter over here? Because you're going to die. You should have to die not to take the tzedakah because the chil Hashem. So, the Orchash, so this is Rabbi Yaakov's kasha. That's what I heard from Rabbi Yaakov. The emphasis is that the Orchash Shulchan asks this kasha. And that's the first Orchash Shulchan here. And the Orchash Shulchan basically says, it's not who. The Rosh Hashanah says, also little tzedakah. The Rosh Hashanah's in the other packet, in the back, the last, second to last page. So he says, also little tzedakah min avdi kachav, min frahesim, min echil Hashem. Uvu gumar darshu ze mikra dafren pasuk, v'yavish tishaberno. V'yze gam bitzin asim. Mekumokum, right, that would be nafmina. Im einu yachol lichyos bitzedakah shei shol, yito mem tzina. Im einu yachol bitzin, yito befrahesim. V'taym yishol dover nil li, the be'emes ein zemi, see, he says, that the whole heter is only tzedakah. The be'emes ain't zemi gedor chil Hashem klal. El she'ain zeh kavod she'd start with tzedakah shel achem. It's not a real chil Hashem. So it's not a real chil Hashem. It's like it's not a kavod. It's not appropriate. It's like almost borderline onto the Rambam. The Rashi and Rambam not so different. The point is the chil Hashem because you're behaving in a way that doesn't. That's not appropriate for a Jew. So he's like kind of making them more similar. So zakta chashochan. Since it's not a real chil Hashem, so therefore you're allowed to take it from a guy in a play in a situation where you need the money. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's setup over here in the sugya. Okay, fine. So basically what we're saying is if a guy sends the money, so there's no chil Hashem, but you're still not allowed to accept it because you're giving them schar. If you need the money, so now the question is you're going to ask for it, so don't ask for it but farhes. You'll only ask for it betzina. And even betzina, you should only, and even, but if you have, there's no way to get it except for farhes, so then you're allowed to do it even in public and you're allowed to get the money. Okay. Now, here's a couple of shaylos. That's the ikar setup of the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, there's a Gemara in Bava Basra. They're both brought down. They both have different ramifications. Okay. Now, two shaylos on this. Okay. So first of all, oh, he left. So the question is, what about if they have their own motive for doing it?
The guy
has his own motive to do it, right? He has his own motive. He's gonna.
He's running for election.
He wants to have up in the shul that one should see that whatever the mayor or whatever the reason is, but he has his own motive for doing this thing. So, is that a problem on either iser? Is that a problem on either one? Because he has his own reason for doing it. So the Shevet Alevi, which is the back page over here, brings down from the Tshuvas Chesed Lavrong, and he brings down, it's the last page in the booklet, and Oiz Beis. What? In the small book, right. So he says like this, Hinei ra'isi v'tshuvas chesed l'avram, d'hod d'osa l'kachas tzedakah migoy, d'avka k'she'in n'noysan amanash yichye b'noy. Av amanash yichye b'noy v'te'elas ki agavno, mutu l'kachas, ki v'she'in tzedakah nechshav lohem. It's not considered tzedakah if he is doing it sh'lo l'shmo. By a goy to get schar, he has to be doing it. Now, I don't know where the chel Hashem aspect comes in, but I guess we're talking about a case you need the money, or whatever. Maybe he's saying he's not even a chel Hashem because he wants.
He's
offering you the money because he needs the schus.
Right.
So if he's doing it for himself, Zok the Tshuvas Chesed Lavram, and the Shevet Levi is not 100% sure, but in the end, it seems like he's may have decided to make it like this. But the Tshuvas Chesed Lavram says that you're allowed to accept money from the guy if he has his own motive. Okay. And furthermore, there's a
they don't get a schus. He's trying to say also they don't get schus for the stuff.
Right.
Yeah, because everything is they cannot work with the mice. It's kavanah.
They don't have the kavanah.
That's what we saw in the Kesavah. Right.
Because
he would have given anyway.
That whole thing. So there's also similar. In the Chochma Shlomo, which is written by Shlomo Kluger, So Shlomo Kluger says also the same thing. He says like this. I don't know if you have it, but he says.
Give it in the packet.
What did you say?
It's not in the packet.
No, it's not in the packet. He says. that if, again, if the guy would do it for another guy also, so since he's not doing it for you, so then also it's not a problem. So that would come out. Okay, so that would mean, according to that, is that if he's not doing it specifically because you're a Jew, or he has his own motive for doing it, or whatever, so it would come out from that that it's that it would be okay to take the money. So the Shiloh that everyone was asking, what about government programs? So taking tzedakah essentially from a non-Jew, from a guy.
That's available to everybody.
Okay, so
scholarships.
What?
Scholarships.
Is it a state a non-Jew, or is it a non-Jewish state? It could be a non-Jewish state. It's public, it's all public records.
Whatever
it comes to you,
So basically, you have to think about is that first of all, it's not being offered just for Jews.
It's right, it's everybody.
Number one. Number two is,
what does that do?
So
you're entitled to it.
He's not going to get that tzchar because he's not doing it because he's trying to help you out.
He's not going to do it for your tzedakah or to make you better.
By the way, for Humrish, I want to help the rabbi. So I'm not going to help me.
It's not Jewish, it could be a Chalashem and a Bezayim, because
you're saying is that the Jew can't support each other.
He's giving it to non-Jews also.
It's a public problem.
So the emphasis is that you're right. I mean, this class is not.
There's not. That's a count for him.
50 that are Jews. I'm saying,
wasn't it Chalashem?
The Shevet Alevi says that there's a different svar than this. Not that they're doing it for themselves, but he's basically saying is that it's because really it's not their own money. The government collected
it's
from everybody.
It's your money that you collected. You gave them.
And therefore,
I told you.
I was going to say, usually it's the people that aren't paying taxes are the ones that are making. But besides the point,
half the people on Wick probably don't need the money anyways.
That's not always true.
But that's more of a collection. That's the reason not to do it.
They don't know that, though.
I don't know which program it means, but I'm not sure. I'm afraid to ask.
So his svara is that it's basically a social understanding. It's not tzedakah to the poor people. If you're in a shutvis, a government, we spoke about by taxes. If there's a way to look at it, it's like everyone's participating and everyone's paying for each other's needs. So it's not I'm giving
social
this, and
services.
That guy's giving that, and therefore everyone's basically supporting each other and doing providing one thing to the society, and therefore there's an argument to say that it's not a chil Hashem because that's just the way that society is. The government works is that some people pay, some people take, some people this, some people that. There is a svar like that, but again, it could be that there's still yesh dvar begav to say that there is an Indian to be careful, not even there. But it looks like the most of the place can say is that from the government, it's like not necessarily a problem of chil Hashem.
It's everybody's money.
Scholarship is totally different because scholarship is not a matter we can't do it ourselves. It's that you just want to be getting the same benefit that they provide to everyone else.
Everyone else gets
a public school benefit. So the private school should be no different. That's not a stock issue.
Let's say like the step up program is income based. Of course it's stock.
And the concept of it is
that
everybody should be able
you
to
paid
get
into
an
the
education.
Program.
And it's just like we provide.
Everybody should be able to eat food.
So go even with that.
Your food stamps.
No, because they're not providing that for everybody. They're only providing that for the poor. They're providing education for everybody. No, they provide public school education for everybody. Not income based.
This is not the program.
I'm saying they have criteria of what
I'm saying. Okay, but it's a tax credit.
From
It's a tax credit. Correct.
So we
it's not fair that our children shouldn't get the same benefit and education as all other children. Why should the private schools not get what the public schools are getting? That's the point.
It's
a different point. By food, it's not that way. You're not saying the government's giving food to everyone, give me food too. No, the government's giving food if you can't afford it. So that's totally different.
That's also the fact that the organization is okay. God can give to...
Okay, so we have to get to that.
No, but you can still be making...
God wants to give to Yeshiva.
The food and get approved for food stamps if you're making under a certain amount of money. You're not necessarily poor, but okay, you're making under the bracket of what you need to be making to be getting food stamps.
That's poor.
It's considered poor.
By definition, that's poor.
Definition.
What do you mean?
People choose. They have a certain style of food.
Right, exactly.
Which food stamps and rent subsidies will facilitate. Meaning they want to sit and learn instead of going and working, take advantage of these programs. So that's where
But there is a mockum to say it's still Hashem, it's done in public, and therefore what you're saying is,
why is that public?
Everybody else is benefited. It's meant for society to be used.
You have to go inside of the person with food stamps?
It's not for Hess either.
Why is it public?
I don't know.
You don't think it's considered for Hashem?
It would be a Chol Hashem, right? If it would be public, it would be a Chol Hashem.
No, what are you talking about?
Does that make a Chol Hashem?
They have all this.
I think it's not.
What do you call public? What do you call public?
You have to stand in line with a million other people.
You're standing,
that's public.
Everybody knows. Choosing not to work and collecting programs. Of course, we have to
say that. No, so what is it, this Chol Hashem? Or the chat is the government set up that way?
That's the way the government set it up for society to use. And so, you're paying into that.
Yeah, listen, I'm paying into it.
So you're also giving that stuff.
Our community is paying into this whole system. So therefore, we're allowed to benefit from it as well.
Right, because we're getting paid into this.
The schus aspect is could be because they have their own motivation why they want to do it.
Well, that's part of their...
Or you have their some kluger svara because they're giving it to everybody. So it's not...
Motivation is now a differentiator between Jews and non-Jews.
So that's the motivation. They have to do it.
The schus aspect.
They're not Jewsing it.
We're not so concerned about because either they're not doing it because it's a Jew's dafka.
And they have to get it.
Right.
Have to do it. They have no reason to do it. But the Chol Hashem aspect, when you're going and asking for it, is the question. So the Sheva Levi Svara that you're basically buying into that system. So that would be a Svara to say that you don't have that Chol Hashem aspect. The other Svara is
lost by not doing it.
You know, I'm not sure if there's really.
I think
it's not
the other
stars
are.
In the capital, when they're dealing with lobbyists, they have all kinds of information and data and whatnot, and they can say to a senator or whatever, whoever is in, you know, Borough Party, you can say, your district is 75% on food stamps. But, you know, the disinformation is the pez, is moving around over on whatever the capital is, New York or wherever. And so, even though we're thinking, oh, maybe it's not really the Pharisees, over on the capital,
I'm not timing that. I'm not saying that happens. It's not Pharisee. I'm saying that it could be that it's not a Chol Hashem, because the idea of the Chol Hashem is that God can't provide for you. That's the point. The point is that our community is also part of this.
We are the ones part of
there. Where they say, okay, so your neighborhood of Borough Park, you guys are 75% on food.
But in the room next door, who's paying taxes? It's all Jews also.
Correct. They're the ones subsidizing the program.
Okay.
Sure, what do you think? 100%.
So, Akapanim, that's the Shiloh. So, when I was, now there's also another heter here. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan on the bottom, the Aruch HaShulchan has an amazing heter over here. It's a major chiddush, and I saw in other Sfarim they don't like it. But the Chacham says like this: it says Ve'ainly Tmoya Amashenagul Lekabel B'Loishem Pikpok. Says nice, nowadays everyone takes the money, and I never heard anyone question.
Nobody had a problem.
Devadai Kivon Shadoichak Rav Mutter. First of all, you can't get the money. People are poor, so therefore it's definitely Mutter. Ve'oid Cherambam Kasa Perkid Mimulachim Ben Noach Sharatz Lasis Mitzvah. A Ben Noach means someone that that is a ger toishav means that he doesn't do avodah zara.
Keeps the
believes in God. He doesn't. He keeps the seven mitzvot nidah. Yeah. So you're allowed, from him, you're allowed to take tzedakah. Because the kabel schar ain't moin noisil lasus kil chasavim. Heavy oil on the kabel menu nusin tzedakah makabel menu. V'yerlish noisil noisil ani yisrael. Since this guy is a ger toishav, and therefore you would have to save him because Allah is a ger toishav, if he asks you for money, you have to give it to him.
Yes.
So this person, you can also take tzedakah from him. That's the Rambam's chiddush. So Zokta Rachashokh and Meir Bizman Abayis, and Shekibel Allah Shalav Razar, the Gamata Haparnosa Zamizeh, the Ein Beinenu Avde Kachavim. Says, our goyim are basically like a ger toishav because they don't do Avodah Zara today.
That's true.
The goyim aren't Avde Avodah Zara. The minhag of the same day, the Gemara says a lot of the halachas of Avodah Zarah don't apply to our goyim today, because goyim today aren't really worshiping Avodah Zarah. It's not goyim, so therefore says Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to take tzedakah from them. So it's a pliat suma, because then you're telling me that every single goy is a ger toshav. I mean, what's he saying exactly? But he wants to say a yisha for the minhag, minhag he calls it, but whatever, for this, that no one ever had a problem with this before, is because it's not really, he's not a full fledged Avodah Zarah. Since it's not a full fledged Ovid Avodah Zara,
it's a good answer. I like.
You're allowed to take the money. So that would basically say that the whole thing is out. Now, again, if they have their own motivation, let's get to the other Shaila, which I wanna speak about one next week before we start the next topic. Is the Ramah. Okay, so the Ramah over here in Rishon and Dalet brings down V'cholze Davka Kishnois Nin Mois Letzdaka. Aval im minadvin dover lebesakneses the kabel mehem.
Wow.
So zok there, this is only tzedakah. We're talking about tzedakah here to poor people. But if they want to give to a shul, that's okay. Money up to shul, that's okay. And why? Because you're allowed to accept a carbon from them. Since you're allowed to accept a carbon from a guy, you're allowed to accept something for the shul. Now, Lamaisa, what's the difference? So the Shach brings out a very interesting chiluk, is because a tzedakah is a machak. Tzedakah gives you kapara, like a carbon. So tzedakah we don't want to accept from them, but for the shul you could. The problem is that there's a Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to accept anything from binyan beis hamikdash or binyan beis haknesses from a guy. So it's a major stira. What's the Rambam talking about? Why does it say that you're allowed to, you're not allowed to? So we have to see exactly if a guy. Okay, and this is taka more common than, you know, maybe the aniyim shayla. The way it plays out for most people is nogea to government program or whatever. But this is taka shayla to get to a lot of shuls and a lot of places, you know, yeshivas and stuff, is taking money to build, you know, they want built by the
fund,
you know, whatever, plenty of this foundation, that foundation, you know, you want to get money from a foundation or another company. There's some. What? Yeah, that could be also. So your question is over there. Are you allowed to give the guy a yad in building your base of mikdash, building your base of knesses?
Is non-profit included
in your?
What do you mean?
No, that has nothing to do with it. It's your money.
Didn't Herod?
But some people, like we just had. What?
Herod built the.
So and they let him. And he was a goy.
So yeah, okay. That's a good point. But
the,
I don't know. Yeah, Shalom.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's for sure. That had a lot to do
with there are also a lot of companies that have matching grants for their employees. So you can have, you know, one of the people, the donor, will give $5,000 to an organization, and their company
will also give $5,000.
You know, the law firm or their or an insurance company or whatever will have a matching grant fund, so you'll end up getting money from the matching grant from the non-Jew. So that's another question we have to deal with, is building the basic Knesset with these other things. So I want to discuss that next week, and then I want to get into the whole Shilas, but again, Nidrei Tzedakah. So if a person makes a pledge, do they have to pay it up right away? Are they allowed to change their mind? I made a pledge to a yeshiva, now I actually want to give it to a different yeshiva or something else. So all those halachas that get to Nidrei Tzedakah, I want to do now.